Live from the 1480 AM studios, KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. You're listening to Breakthrough Entertainment. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Dave alongside Joseph J. with a cowboy hat. And that's that. Trisha.
And shut up and dance with me, Dave.
Okay. I don't know what that means. Is that the title of the song? Oh. And we have Eric and the lovely Kathleen behind the glass. Oh, where'd Eric go? Oh, there he is. And I see Kathleen.
What,
but
I become invisible all of a sudden?
No, Joseph.
He only has eyes for her.
No. Joseph was blocking
you
out.
Well, you're his wife. I think it should be you.
Yeah, what the heck? What is going on here? You're getting me in trouble. Eric is
Dave,
like,
I don't think you have any problem getting yourself in trouble.
Yeah, that's true, actually. Eric is like 6'1". He could take me out in probably the first round easily. But no,
I'm a lover, not a fighter.
Oh, yeah. He can he could love Kathleen first, second, through 12 rounds, no doubt. Am I right, Eric?
I'm thinking 18 holes of golf.
That's like a half a day. Oh, my gosh. What vitamins are you on? I want those vitamins. No, Joseph's hat was blocking you.
I think the pills I take are one of our sponsors.
Oh, really? Is that the Pepsi by, who's that, Robert Dole? Remember he used to do?
Bob Dole.
Oh, Bob Dole.
Bob Dole.
That was weird, yeah. Right?
It was a little blue pill.
Yeah, that was sort of weird, wasn't it?
I don't know, but that was, that looked very strange. He was flirting with somebody on Periscope or something, and he's like, oh, turning
they're
on.
They're complimenting me.
He's like, I do like the John.
We're talking about politics. I don't know politics, so I have to pay attention to people.
It's jauntily askewed. I like that. Yes.
Jauntily askewed?
Actually, believe it or not, you look really good in hat.
Thank you.
In that hat. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
This is the hat that I wear for my musicals.
A hat that covers your whole body.
That's what I'm thinking. Yeah.
Where's my defenders? I used to have defenders on here.
Who? I don't remember.
You remember when you guys used
well,
to say
I think
mean
when they
things?
Changed, they was, when they changed the age,
I never said
when
it.
They changed the age to minimum of 18. I think they have.
Oh, you mean who won the poll?
LOL, he looks amazing in this hat.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Chica Vega says.
Shout out Chica Vega. Yeah, no, really. I think you look good. It brings out your eyes and
your
smile.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Chica Vega a girl or a guy?
She's a girl. She's a 19-year-old girl.
He's a girl?
Chica.
She is a girl, a 19-year-old girl. Shut up. She's very nice.
Shut up and dance with me. Come on now.
You can't say shut up to Eric.
She's very nice. I defend people.
You can say whatever you want.
You can? Oh. All right.
Shut up and dance with me, Eric. Of course, what?
Okay, I won the poll.
No, that of course was Walk the Moon with Shut Up and Dance With Me from the soundtrack of Bad Moms.
Not bad. Is that what you
well,
said?
We'll find out. We'll find out in just a few moments, actually. Oh. But yeah, Bad Moms, we're kind of celebrating that in our first segment today. New movie, a comedy, so we got a couple songs from that.
Oh.
But that's the song that they sing in the car near the end, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Can't remember.
This woman is my destiny.
Joseph, I got a movie for you.
What? Ooh, which one?
The Donald Trump Art of the Deal with Johnny Depp.
Okay.
On Funny or Die, you got to watch that. That is hilarious.
Okay.
I hadn't heard about that.
Johnny Depp is Donald Trump, and he does it to the T.
Oh, wow. Is that right? Oh, I'll have to check that out.
That's amazing.
Yeah, FunnyorDie.com. Just go there and watch that. It's about an hour long.
Oh, it is?
Wow.
Okay. Ooh. Well, Dave, the show is an hour long, so it means don't turn it on right now.
No, I want to do it.
No, because we got to do the show because we got some great guests. In addition to
we
reviewing,
got to do the show. We get to do the show.
What? It's our pleasure to do
yes,
the show.
It is.
It's our pleasure and honor.
And in addition to reviewing Bad Moms, we also have on the winner of America's Got Talent season 6.
Oh, woo!
Wow, got some fans out there. Landau Eugene Murphy Jr., who will be joining us because he's going to be in town. You get to see him at the MIM Music Theater this Wednesday, August 3rd.
The Musical Instrument Museum.
Exactly. Yeah, he's going to be there.
Oh, very cool.
What does he do?
He sings. Well, we got some music from him. Yeah,
excellent.
And I know that you've got a guest coming up as well, Dave.
I do. Sean Burke, mm-hmm. traveling the country, wrote a book called Reset America.
Mm-hmm.
I believe.
I'm pressing America's reset button.
Oh, you remembered. I think it's in my car. I better get it. But anyway, he went evidently to both conventions. I don't know if he got in, but he was outside when it was in Cleveland and at least and Philadelphia. So we'll see what happens.
Okay.
Get his take on that. Mm-hmm. Right. It's not really political, but just he's trying to get people to vote who you want to change or who you want best for America, actually. That's
and
all.
Actually, the official title is How to Press America's Reset Button.
Excellent. Very good.
Joseph, you look like, I'm looking at your screen there, you look like Woody from Toy Story.
Ah, hey.
You know, you do,
you know what?
Actually.
I was him once. Not him, actually, like in real life, but I was...
Like
I played
for Halloween?
Well, not for Halloween, for Christmas. So I did that the...
Christmas?
Yes, for Christmas. I did the electric light parade that they have in Phoenix, right? The APS Fiesta of Light Parade. I was in that. I made a float with my international baccalaureate program in
root
high
beer?
School.
Root beer float?
No, not that kind of float. Root beer, oh. Root beer barrels. Okay.
What the heck is going on?
That was when we had Pee-wee Herman.
Yes.
Our key word was root beer barrels.
We were watching that movie. That's funny.
Oh, yeah, you were? The Pee-wee movie?
Yes.
It's a good movie. It's a good movie. But I played Woody because our float, we had like all the toys and stuff, and I was Woody. And yeah, and, but the only thing is the announcer called us the International Bachelorettes.
Bachelorette.
Funny now.
Instead of baccalaureates.
Baccalaureates.
Baccalaureates or whatever.
Yeah.
Here are the international bachelorettes. And I'm going like...
Yeah, that fits perfectly.
Oh, yeah. Fantastic.
All and lit up.
We're always wondering.
Here's Woody, the bachelorette.
Yeah. Yeah. The kids that year were a little upset. But anyway... That was before the Bachelorette and everything was on. By the way, I wanted to recap last Saturday's bar crawl. No, yeah. In case you were wondering, Bobby did not show up.
Oh, Bobby.
She did not show up.
Bobby,
what?
You would have been lucky.
I wasn't wondering because I knew she wouldn't.
But it was
she
very
did
disappointing.
Once. She did once to the last
that
graffiti
was, what,
bar
ago?
Crawl.
Long time ago.
But the good news is I was periscoping. Well, no, let me clarify that. I was drunk periscoping.
Oh, that could be dangerous.
You were drunk?
It was, yeah.
Hey, you know, it's what? Like letting your friends text on your phone.
Oh, yeah, it
and
wasn't good.
And they send a booty text,
It wasn't
know?
Good. I people said after the fact, they said, you might want to watch your broadcast. So, yeah.
What was it?
Was it pornographic?
No, it wasn't pornographic.
You were actually drunk?
Yeah, of course. Why not?
What do you mean, of course, why not? Drunk? You're the person who used to, like, maybe drink one drink and
that's all it
on
takes.
Your butt.
That's all it takes. It was one drink. It was one drink at Fat Tuesday. It was a slush. I had the grape shot.
What's more amazing than that there's still Fat Tuesdays around?
Yeah. Well, and that was, I was I drank that and then.
Well, there's actually a drink.
See?
Where was it? And it's called like
Ash
grape
saw it,
Kool-Aid
right?
Or something.
Right.
I think it's like grape Kool-Aid, and it's at I think it's at Tilted Kilt.
And Loose Lips Sink Ships. I found that out.
Let's try and say
that's
three
true.
Times.
Your ship got sank?
My ship sank. Yeah. And Ash says, yeah, it was so funny.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Oh, they saw that?
By the way, that was on my private account. That wasn't on the Breakthrough Entertainment
oh,
account.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
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 We
otherwise,
that was
you'd
fun.
Be in trouble.
We don't want a bad reputation.
No. It was fun, though. It was fun. It was, and then I said sobering up, and I did a scope like that. And then, like 10 minutes later, they offered us free shots, so I created a periscope saying "free shots," and then my battery died.
Shot.
Yes.
So,
but it was fun.
Shot. You had a good time.
Of course, I always have a good time.
What was your
shout
most
out to my friend Danielle?
Danielle.
And,
oh,
yeah.
Danielle.
Was she your designated driver? She took care of you.
No, she wasn't. I was okay by the end.
Was
of
she
night.
Your designated? Kisser.
No, but she was the one that was in the parking lot. I told her about that, by the way.
Oh.
What is that face?
Oh, that we were looking. We were. Oh, because we were spying on you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I told her. I finally told her about that.
She sees you?
Yeah. She's my friend.
Oh.
Did you know, actually, my favorite picture of Elvis as a little boy was wearing a hat just like that?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So I'm a little boy now, right?
Well, it makes
you could have
been like 10 or 12.
I look at the hat and
I see
the Elvis picture.
Oh.
It's
okay,
a very famous thank Elvis you. Picture.
So Joseph, so did you
what? No, I went home alone. What is that the question?
Sort of.
Oh, okay.
Home alone. It,
I'm
you
sorry.
Look young. Okay. Thank
yeah.
you.
Okay, so you liked it. So what was your what you winking?
What
you're,
they said you
winking.
Look young.
He's, oh my God, he's winking
you
at
you know
the
what?
Periscope.
I know. He's definitely
I
got
caught
ADD.
That. And it's like,
well, no, before that, you should have seen when I first called it out. He was like,
just keep your hands on the table, will you?
I have to have
okay,
one.
Okay, so. All right, so Joseph.
What, my favorite part of the night?
I thought that was funny. But anyway, no, your favorite drawing of some whatever you put on.
What I put on someone?
Yeah. How does that?
My favorite was the crazy hot scale from How I Met Your Mother. I drew
I don't know what that is.
It was basically a scale. On one side, it's hot, and the other side was crazy. And then you say how, you know, where you are, where that girl is on that.
You didn't
draw
like a Mount Everest or.
No, I wrote some things that probably should not be said on the air.
Okay, you don't want to.
Yeah,
say
we
it.
Don't want to say those on the air.
All right, those are those you a good artist good. Or did it matter?
Oh, it didn't matter. I drew a blue French horn. That's just.
How do you spell blue?
Let's just.
How did you spell blue?
I just heard it in my head.
Now, how do you spell it?
B L E U because it's French.
Okay. Well, you know.
Yeah, blue cheese.
There's different ways. Different words have. Okay.
What time are we at?
I don't know, but this is a lot of fun.
Yeah, it is. It is.
I want to talk about bad moms.
Yeah, let's talk about bad moms.
Okay,
because you know what?
We are talking about bad things, so that's appropriate.
I really want to mention how they did such a great job marketing this.
Yeah.
To all the moms groups.
Oh yeah.
Everybody that was there was a group of moms. It was so funny. Young
like
moms,
it.
Fun moms.
Yeah.
Bad moms, but that are really good moms.
Good moms.
It was really fun to talk to some of the people that were coming out as we were going in, people that were, you know, in
other
theaters and stuff.
Too, but yeah.
The ILFs?
Oh, my God.
Okay. Bad moms. Mila Kunis.
I think those are called MILFs.
Mila Kunis.
I can't control it in here, guys.
Mila Kunis plays an overworked.
Until I hear one of those seven deadly words.
Then we're okay.
We're okay.
All right, we're going to step it up.
Well, no,
by the way,
we'll work towards that.
Actually,
no. I retract that. Don't step
okay.
up.
Okay.
Actually, remember in Seth MacFarlane's movies, Mila Kunis is a bad word, right?
I guess.
Yeah. I don't remember.
I think she's beautiful.
She's awesome.
Her eyes. Actually. And I see where she got
foreign,
them
though.
From. I see where
what
she
are you
got
talking?
Them from.
Oh, my God. Retract that immediately.
That's a joke from the movie.
Oh.
It's a joke from the
movie. Exactly. Oh, yeah. Remember?
She's beautiful.
She looks far too foreign.
Is that dumpable?
No, it's
She's
awesome.
No. It's from the movie because
it
was.
A foreign woman says she looks too foreign.
Yes.
It's like, okay,
exactly.
You look even more. So.
It's called ironicism. That sounded.
I hear beeping.
Yeah,
okay.
It was weird.
What
I
was
don't
that?
Know.
Yeah.
That was probably.
I know what it is now.
All right. Well, Mila Kunis plays an overworked, overcommitted, and exhausted mother who joins forces with two other overstressed moms, played by Catherine Hahn and Kristen Bell, on a quest to liberate themselves from conventional responsibilities, going on a wild, un-mom-like binge of long overdue freedom, fun, and self-indulgent, putting them on a collision course with the PTA president, played by Christina Applegate, and her clique of devoted perfect moms, played by Jada Pinkett Smith and Annie Mumolo. Yes, Bad Moms tries to be as bad as it possibly could. And it succeeds at being a very, very bad movie.
Ooh.
This movie is unfunny.
What? I did laugh.
I laughed maybe once at the scene when Kristen Bell was in her hoodie that she's never going to wear again. Yeah, that was funny because the expression
on
her face.
You would like that scene, I know.
The expression on her face was cool because no, she probably shouldn't wear that hoodie anymore. But I thought it was very unrealistic, completely unrealistic, and just
shocking, right?
I don't even think it was shocking. It was just. I hate using the word stupid, so I'm not going to use that word.
Oh, okay, but you sort of did.
Yeah, just un anything. I don't know. I was just sitting there. I was like, why is this movie even made? I don't know. I'm somewhere in between a 1-star and 2-star. I think I'm going to end up giving it 2 stars just because the talent involved. I think that Catherine Hahn is an excellent actress.
Excellent.
Yes. Kristen Bell's just sort of like in the movie, except for that one scene, in my opinion.
Oh, I think she's way underrated as an actress.
She has been in the movie. I didn't think that she was that great in here.
She's been Sarah Marshall. I mean, I think she's talented.
Yeah, I do too. I do.
Yeah.
Mila Kunis, I thought was okay, but
I liked her role.
Okay.
No?
I thought that she was kind of bland.
Would you
in my
go
opinion.
Out with her, though?
I don't know. I don't know her real personality that well.
Wow, what are you getting? Inner beauty depth stuff?
Of course.
Oh,
of course.
Okay.
But she looks too foreign.
Mila Kunis looks too foreign.
No.
It's a joke.
He's making a joke because they were actually talking about a blonde-haired, blue-eyed, white girl, and the person stating it was someone who was less stereotypically who was stereotypically foreign looking.
Build the wall.
It was a joke. Exactly. So that's why he's trying to. But if you haven't seen the movie, you wouldn't know.
Right.
You could see the movie.
No,
I'm definitely not going to see the movie.
Well, yeah. I would recommend you not see the movie. Like I said, probably 2 stars for me. I laughed maybe once and then chuckled a couple of times, but most of the time I was just sitting there. I mean, it has a really good soundtrack.
I loved the soundtrack.
Yeah, it was a good soundtrack. Yeah. But that's very faint praise. So, Dave, what did you think?
Well, I somewhat agree with you that at most I give it 3 stars. And the value, the reason I go from a 2 to 3, because I don't think it was a very good movie, very predictable. But I do think it was sort of realistic by exaggeration. I think it was trying to reflect the role that especially working moms or single moms have, and how much they seem to do versus a lot of their spouses.
Yeah.
So I think they exaggerated that part. So that's probably the unrealistic part to you.
Who pumped the gas today?
But what? So anyway, but I think the acting was fantastic. Kunis, excellent. Han, excellent. Bell, excellent. Applegate played a sort of uncharacteristic role, I think.
I like the scenes when they were actually partying. I don't think that was very appropriate for anyone to be smashing things and drinking in the store and then, you know, whatever they did. But it was kind of amusing, like a music video to watch.
Well, yeah, and again, they exaggerated that, you know, getting rid of the frustration and the stress. And from that point, I thought it was good. I think if you ask moms, they're going to like it because the ones that go through that feel that stress. Now, they wouldn't necessarily do what was in the movie, but it was something that I believe is relatable more to moms than maybe you and I.
Okay. Yeah. Right. So 2 stars from me, 3 stars probably from you. Trisha, real quick, so we can get to our guest.
Okay. I would give it 3 stars because it did make me laugh, but I had to suspend everything because it was just so polarized with stereotypes of the both extremes instead of just middle of the road fun moms that the rest of us are.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Very good. Very, very. And so now another song from the movie. You'll recall this from, isn't this from the grocery store scene? Yeah. Let It Burn.
Oh, that was a good song.
Yeah, it was a good song. It's a good soundtrack.
I call
it was
this
fun,
the I
scene.
Don't care song. I don't care.
Oh, we got Eric involved too. Come on, Dave.
I don't care.
Oh, yeah.
I love it.
Oh, yeah.
I love it.
I don't care. Hey, how do I sound, Eric? Can I be in a group?
Well, no, actually, I think
group of non good singers.
I think we're gonna leave the singing up to
our
Landau.
Yeah,
Landau.
We'll leave our the singing to the next guest.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But this is fun. I crashed my car into the bridge.
Okay.
I don't care.
Oh yeah, you don't care. But
I like
what? This is Breakthrough Entertainment live on 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. We'll be right back. We gotta kill this switch. You're from the 70s, but I'm